It's World Flatmate Day. And I don't know why you'd want to celebrate, you know, a bunch of strangers living in your house. But, you know, I'm sure there's been a few horror flatmates that you've come across in your time. I know I have. Have you? Have you come across people that you think, I never want to live with them again?
No, I'll say no, because the only flatmates I've had have been really close friends of mine. So, you know, I mean, I had my first two kids pretty young. So I always, when I flatmated with my friends, I had the kids. So you can imagine the scrutiny anyone would have been under that I was going to accept living in my home or, yeah, sharing a rental with, which was what the case was. So, yeah, no, I haven't I've heard horror stories.
Oh, there are horror stories. It's not just about, you know, and the thing is, when you're first moving out, it probably is beneficial to move in with mates and people you know, but do you really know them?
Well, this is a good point, Bill. You do find out a lot about your friends.
In this job over the years, I've travelled many places and lived in many rentals, but the worst people to flat with, I've got to tell you, are policemen.
Seriously. Should I be concerned for your job?
No.
Moving forward after today. Talk to me.
Small Victorian country towns. Obviously, these guys are young. It's their first posting, so they're full of bravado. And just some of the conversations these guys went on with. You know, the things about, I think there was one weekend the boys were saying all the big chiefs were out of town on a conference, so they were doing this sting operation on a guy that was hassling a few people around pubs.
Mm.
And the planning that went into it, it was like Mission Impossible. And
you would have loved that.
They were getting in on it, and I said, oh, this would be great for the radio. And they're going, don't you dare say anything on your radio show. Oh, because they wanted to have a bit of a sting. And I'm thinking, were they authorised to do it? They go, well, no, but we just want to get this guy. He's a serial pest around town. So they did that, but their downtime was the worst because they'd be on video games all hours of the night because the shifts would change. I had to, you know, get up early in the morning.
They got to practice their target shooting.
You know, do it at the range, not at my house in the lounge room and hearing nothing but blip, 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 blip. You know, this was the 90s, of course, so the games weren't sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
The guy I was with said, I had his girlfriend there, and a couple of weeks in he goes, Mandy's going to stay here as my guest now. What do you mean?
That's my guess.
What do you mean? Oh, she's moving in. So suddenly she's there in the house, nude sunbaking in the backyard.
Are you joking?
Oh, that was her thing. No respect for me.
Okay.
Copping an eyeful every moment I looked out the window.
24/7.
And just, these guys.
That's pretty full on.
That is
she's
full
nude
on.
Sunbaking.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, was she paying rent?
Well, that I don't know. Her rent. No, because this guy said she's staying here as my guest.
Oh.
So he just moved in her room and she's there.
No, you can't do that. She's using electricity. She's using water. Not that you probably had to pay for it back then, but still, you know, the fight was always over. Who used all the hot water?
And then their mates who are on shift would come around in the divvy van and pop out, you know, if it was a quiet night, they'd keep the radio on, but they'd join in the video game. So they're meant to be on patrol and they're over our place.
Oh, welcome back to the 90s. Oh, is this early 90s?
This is early 90s. But, and of course, you'd put stuff in the fridge and it'd go, and I'd end up putting my name on food. And this guy said to me, mate, are we going to be that childish? I said, yeah, because you're nicking my butter and my jam. Or is it your girlfriend doing it? So, look, I won't celebrate World Flatmate Day because it is just horrific. So I'm shutting down that hashtag today.
Well, I am celebrating World Flatmate Day. I've lived with some beautiful flatmates.
Oh, geez.
And some of them might be listening right now.